welcome to another episode of the Dave and Han Show. Here is David.
Hello, I'm Dave.
And I guess I'm Han. Welcome to episode 7, part 2.
Part 2? What do you mean, Han?
Because we will say that, or I'll say now, that we had a huge technical issue with the first take of episode 7. Which we did yesterday, and after we did it, unfortunately, it turned out there's this crazy buzzing. There was like a static hiss due to a USB or something like that problem. So we had to throw that episode away, and here we are, doing it again.
It was more than a static hiss. It was a complete, echoey, garbled nightmare.
It sounded like we were broadcasting from the moon. Huh?
Do you want to play a snippet right close to your microphone, kind of?
Really? I don't, but I can.
Just try. Lean in there. Sounds like our galactic overlords.
But from far, far away. So, episode 7.
E7, I like to call it.
Yep, E7. We're getting up there. In no time flat, it'll be E10. And then Bob's your uncle.
No, he's not.
Rob's your uncle. That'd be weird if Rob Ford was your uncle.
Well, I guess to his niece and nephew, it's not that weird.
But what if somehow some marriage happened and he became an uncle?
It wouldn't bother me much.
It would bother me, though, because there'd be, like, so much pressure, you know, not to want to confront him.
Aren't you the same age as him? I guess it'd be some bizarre marriage. How old is he?
Oh, that's true. I don't know how 40s? Old he is. Yeah. Anyway, before we get too far from that, I guess we'll get right into the segments. Segments? Or do you have any other pre-babble you want to mention? Your various disappointments and the setup?
Well, there's not enough time in this whole podcast series to list my disappointments with various things here. I was just thinking that when we do a segment, we should recall what we had last time, a little summary. So, for example, when we do Fakey 5,
yes,
we can just quickly read what our Fakey 5 last time was.
Oh,
and what the,
okay.
the guess was and what the correct answer was.
Okay.
Do you guys mind? Thanks.
Okay, so I can't remember who went first last time, but I'll do my last Fakey 5 and then my current Fakey 5. Yeah? Is that adhere to
basically
your,
follows my suggestion.
What you just suggested. So last time I wanted to be topical. Well, I always like to be topical.
The key here is a quick recap.
Because of all the topical lotions I use. So last time I talked about Gaddafi. Yeah, you know, he was recently, I guess, executed, murdered, shot, killed, whatever you want to call it. And I went over, like, 5 trivia facts about him.
I just did a swallow-mute accident. I didn't swallow a mute. But those cats are getting on my nerves. Now they're mucking about with all that noise?
No, they're waiting for us to record, and time to muck. Do you want me to go into the actual facts?
Time to muck.
That's right, Fakey 5? Oh, yeah, Fakey 5, right.
Here's an idea. I'm going to recap my Fakey 5 from last week. I'll show you how recap goes, okay?
Yeah, why don't you recap yours?
Okay. And actually, I need to recap last week's for this week, because it relates. Anyways, last week, I looked up...
Wait. You meant last week or yesterday?
I meant last episode. Well, technically, it was last week, since it's after midnight, so it's Sunday now.
Unless you're
in Quebec. Where many of our listeners probably are.
Thank you, Mr. Peabody.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what the topic of my last... Okay, yes, these are movies. Okay. Last episode, last night. This is my showing you how to recap quickly, right?
Okay.
That I've already spent 3 minutes doing.
We don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Okay, so last time on Fakey 5, on the destroyed, garbled edition of this podcast... I gave you 5 movie titles that had boob in the name.
Yes.
That found through IMDb.
I remember.
And they were Boobs in Arms, Boobs a Lot, Boobs a Palooza, Blundering Boobs, and The Boobs Nemesis.
And you made up Boobs a Palooza?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I remember.
Boobs a Palooza was the fake one. And which one did you guess?
The fourth guy. What, the one right
no,
after?
No, wasn't The Boobs Nemesis or The Blundering Boobs?
One of those two.
I think it was Boobs Nemesis.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a recap.
That's it?
I might as well go now, too. Okay, so...
Okay, so... What? You're going to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, so do this week's?
So, This week's, I took the same idea, but took it to book titles.
Oh, my goodness.
So these are book titles on Amazon, book search, that have boob in the title.
Okay.
Now, let me just say I noticed that there's a lot of self-published pornography books in Amazon, and after this podcast, I welcome you to go search for them.
Maybe
you,
I'll write one.
Okay. You're not allowed to look search for it now, though. What are you doing? Stop typing.
What's writing this?
Okay. Here are this week's Fakey 5 books on Amazon that have boob in the title. Number one, Men Are Stupid, and They Like Big Boobs, A Woman's Guide to Beauty Through Plastic Surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you write that? Number two, My Boobs, My Nipples, My Life. Number three, Beautiful Horny Beauty Showing Tits, Boobs, Part One. Number four.
Wait, that's it?
Yep. Number four, Boob Explosion.
And number two separate words?
What? Number five, Did Boobs, make... Boys, and High Heels.
Ew.
So, going through them again. Men Are Stupid, and They Like Big Boobs. A Woman's Guide to Beauty Through Plastic Surgery. My Boobs, My Nipples, My Life. Beautiful Horny Beauty Showing Tits, Boobs, Part One. Then we have Boobs Explosion, and Boobs, Boys, and High Heels. I should give the numbers there. It's a bit confusing to our, some of the titles seem to merge into one.
Yeah, you should have said one, two. Well, anyway,
one last time.
No. Why must you do this? Now, my immediate jump is to go to, you know what we should do is we should give each other these on like a little piece of paper so you don't have to repeat so many times. But
that's a good idea for next time.
But what I'm thinking now is
that's an
excellent
idea.
Obvious one is Boob Explosion that you would make up because you did Boobapalooza as a movie title. So Boob Explosion is
But
like,
would I then take
no,
the same
but
idea?
Then, no, oh. I don't think you would. So,
unless I was double-crossing
so,
you.
So okay, read the first two
and
again.
And me saying that was a triple-cross.
I know. That was quite the crossing. What was the first two again? No, not the first one. That's the second one.
My Boobs, My Nipples, My Life.
That's the fake.
That is correct.
Oh, baby! Baby, I snapped it out.
Wow. Woo. You sure know your way around some boobs.
So you're saying, I got a little follow-up question. So you said these are self-published books?
I tried to pick most of them when I did the search were like Beautiful Horny Beauties Showing Tits, Boobs, Part 1. Where they just show huge boob? Like, I can't believe how much pornography.
It's like
porno? Yeah,
it's like
do boob search right now in books. You're gonna see.
I'd rather not.
Fully developed, exposed boobs, big ones flopping about.
They're just pictures of boobs. It's like a picture book.
I think
boobs.
That's what these self-published Kindle books are.
It's a Kindle book, so it's black and white.
Yeah, I guess if you think about it. Well, there's a new color Kindle out now. Kindle Fire.
Black and
Nerd
white.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, but it's like black and white.
Well, what is it normally? Flesh color and
also
pink.
It's like
you only get two colors there.
But the other thing is like
it's not like a landscape.
If I want to see like anything boob-ish,
it's more the shape than the color.
I just
search
for boobs on Google. Why would I pay and buy some guy's book of boobs?
That is a separate issue.
Okay.
Black and white.
Like I could kind of understand if you wanted the actual physical media because you don't have like a portable play device or whatever. But if you have a Kindle. Or any kind of web surfing machine, I guess.
Why am I on trial here?
I don't understand these.
Anyways, congratulations, you got it right.
Yes, now, I'm very happy about that. I'm quite elated.
Now, recap and give me the new one.
So the recap was Gaddafi, he was recently killed, so five trivia facts about Gaddafi. Number one, he awarded himself the title King of Kings of Africa. Number two, he spoke out quickly and strongly against Al-Qaeda after the 9/11 attacks and urged Libyans to donate blood for the victims. Number three, he surrounded himself with 40 female virgin bodyguards on foreign trips. Number four, he wrote a short book of political philosophy called The Green Book, inspired partly by Chairman Mao's The Little Red Book. And number five, Kim Jong-il was a close friend and named one of his sons after Gaddafi. And you guessed number five and was correct.
Undescribed.
We don't know what that is yet.
Okay, now this week.
This week, I decided to be super topical, this being Saturday, October 29th.
Super topical, by the way, means super long in researching.
Yep. I spent a long time researching this. These are Halloween, traditional Halloween foods from, Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, and such.
Okay. The funny talkers, yeah.
Yeah, the fun lands.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, go on.
So, in alphabetical order.
Interesting.
Yeah, mix it up.
Anal warts.
Bambrack.
Oh, is this just words I never heard?
I can describe the foods to you for you if you want.
Even your fake one? Is your fake one based on a real one?
I can't tell you too much. I think you would just guess it immediately. So bambrack is a yeasted bread with raisins and other stuff inside. Bonfire toffee, which is a hard, brittle toffee that tastes a lot like molasses.
That one has to be real. You did not make that up.
Coal cannon, which is mashed potatoes with cabbage.
Say that again?
Coal cannon.
Coal? Like C-O-A-L?
C-O-L-C-A-N-N-O-N.
What? Cannon?
Coal cannon.
Here's another way that the writing them out will help, eh?
Yes. Crew beans.
Wait, you didn't say what? Oh, you didn't say what coal cannon. Go on. Crew beans.
I did. Coal cannon was mashed potatoes with cabbage.
Okay.
Crew beans, which are various fruits jellied and candied, and soul cakes, which are just these special cakes.
Why are you still
laughing? I wasn't. Okay.
So,
bambrack, bonfire toffee, coal cannon, crew beans, and soul cakes.
I'm thinking the last two, and I'm going to talk while you check something with the cats. Soul cakes seems like something you'd make up, because, like, soul is, like, spooky, haunted, Halloween-y, and it's kind of, like, I'd picture you're going to pick, like, interesting ones as the other ones, so why would you pick something kind of so boring? Soul cakes. What was the second last one?
Crew beans. C-R-U-B-E-E-N-S.
No. B-E-E-N-S?
Crew beans.
Okay, so clearly it's number three or number five.
Number three was the coal cannon.
Yep. I know what it is. Number three or number five? Three or five? I'm going to flip a coin. You have a coin handy? I do. So heads is three, tails is five. Three. Number three is fake.
Coal cannon, mashed potatoes with cabbage is a traditional Halloween food.
What was the fake one?
The fake one was the crew beans.
Number four?
Yes.
B-E-N-S?
Yeah.
Now, was that based on something?
It is. But it's not a Halloween food at all. It's not a candy or anything. I made that up, the whole candied fruit thing.
But it's a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's boiled pig's feet.
See, I knew you couldn't make up that spelling.
Yeah, but it's...
Okay, but how do you know they don't have that on Halloween?
Boiled pig's feet?
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm sorry, this is...
It's quite possible that they have boiled pig's feet.
Because that's so, like, you know, that's spooky, like... Yeah, I protest this one.
Okay. Duly noted.
I do not believe this one should go in our official scoring.
On the Wikipedia entry of our list of episodes, we can put a big black X there.
Pardon me?
But sorry, my name, Han X.
Han X?
So, speaking of... Well, recaps. I wanted to follow up, which is what I did last time, but I want to follow up again, which might be a little bit...
Re-follow up,
which might be a bit boring for David, which I apologize for, but last time we talked about the Shafia family, I talked about Sharia law in my last Fakey 5. But I was totally wrong. I must have misread somewhere that they follow Sharia law in those honor killings. So just for a little bit of background, the family, they are originally from Afghanistan, but they lived in the United Arab Emirates for 10 years before they moved, or rather immigrated into Canada and settling in Montreal. In 1979, the father married his first wife.
Actually, this is getting boring. I'm going to eat the cookie on the microphone really badly, really closely. Here we go.
And she was unable to have children. And 10 years later, he married his second wife, and they had seven children together. And the first wife and three daughters were found killed in a car underwater. Stop that. Now you're just... Oh, my God. Give me those. Those are my cookies, too, which is the most... Are they really good? Are they chocolate?
Not really, no. They're chocolate chips, but...
They're not that good?
No, because the...
They're President's Choice.
Well, he made the wrong choice.
Oh, they're oatmeal cookies. Yeah. Okay.
More oat than meal, I'll tell you that.
So, anyway, I was wrong. The part I was... I did Sharia Law last time as my 55, but...
Another
this
null and
killing
void one.
Was not necessarily related to Sharia Law at all. It was just kind of Muslim culture.
Yeah, so those also will not count in the yearly stats.
Everything I do doesn't count.
I agree.
Okay. So, you know what? I feel like we should do one more fun thing. Let's do let's do Would You Rather. That's much more fun. I think Would You Rather is like the most fun, most enthusiastic thing that we can do.
Okay.
So, David.
Yes?
Would you rather be sent on a one-way trip to Mars and, start a settlement there? You have to wait, let's say, 10 years, and then people would be coming up. But, you know, you'd be the first man on Mars. You'd be, so popular. You'd be in constant contact with NASA and everything.
Can I ask questions about this now? Or, what are the conditions, living conditions? Am I comfortable there?
You're going to be comfortable. It's not
I'm in a whole thing I can walk around and there's internet and stuff?
Yeah, okay. There's all the snacks you can possibly enjoy and drink.
But it's just me initially, right?
And it's just you initially. Let's say 10 years seems a bit much. Let's say 5 years. It's not the whole point is not that you're alone. It's just that...
I have stuff I can do when I'm alone, trust me.
But you do have to be alone for a certain amount of time. But you're alone and then people come up.
Kind of wish I was alone right now.
In a way, you are. And secondly, would you rather, a catastrophe befalls the Earth. No one goes to Mars. It's just a catastrophe falls to Earth, and it managed to kill everyone that it would be romantically or physically attracted to.
Hold on. If the question was, would you rather go to Mars, as you described, or go to work the next day, I'd still pick Mars. You're comparing it
No, but... Okay, but in the second one is that anyone you would be romantically or physically attracted to, that you could go out with, they're gone.
But
it's like this very specific disease, let's say.
Okay, but why would I pick something bad when the first one's already good?
No, but you're on Mars for 5, 10 years.
Mind.
There's no one going to be up there.
But I'm on Mars. You know how astronauts, that's their whole point in life. They don't that's what they live for.
Oh, so you really?
Yeah, I'm picking Mars for sure.
Okay, well, maybe I should have made it much. Let's say, I said
you can't change it now.
I should have made it 20 years before anybody could come up there.
Well, you just went from 10 to 5 years. Now that I'm all into it, you're like, oh no, it's 1,000 years.
The whole question is in both cases, there's.
Is there a lesson somehow in this?
There's no.
I'm not getting any.
Yeah, there's
don't
no
worry,
getting any
I am
in either case.
Very well experienced in self pleasuring. I'm almost an expert.
Wow, I thought we were going to talk about personal lives on this show, but apparently that...
Let's just say I've got the problem in hand.
You're the master of your own domain?
No, that's getting silly.
All right, well, I guess one wasn't really that well thought through.
But also, some sort of how'd you describe the second part?
It's just a catastrophe.
But it only affects...
Or at least affects.
Okay, so also, millions could die.
Yeah.
My family could be wiped out.
Possibly.
But also, people I'm attracted to.
But the thing about Mars is that you're on Mars. You can't come back to the Earth.
That's the good part.
Okay, well, see, that's the thing. You can't come back to the Earth. You can't, see the green grass of Earth again or whatever.
Well, they can bring some green grass. Well, plus, I can watch a video on YouTube of it, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I just have to do a quick burp, and then I'm going to do mine.
Why didn't you do it before?
Okay, I'm going to recap like a true pro here and say last episode, ruined, I like to call it, I asked you, would you rather have tacos for lunch tomorrow or pasta for dinner? And you picked tacos because you haven't had that in a while.
That's right, you're the lamest would you rather ever.
Well, get
Even
ready
for
this
one. Audition one, that was lame.
Would you rather have no nose? Or no hearing?
Okay, but the thing about the no nose.
Okay, there's condition. There's
okay,
rules.
Okay, there's more.
You can't just put a fake nose on.
What?
You
Why?
Can't cover it up.
That's cruel and unusual. Why?
That's the rule. That's the game, man.
Oh my god. So I can't even draw one on.
I'll allow you to draw one on.
What about a clown nose?
It can't have any texture. It's only 2D.
So
and on the same plane as the rest of your face.
And, Okay, I get that. But the real problem is that I don't have any sense of smell.
You do have a nose now.
I don't have any sense of smell?
Because,
you know, taste and smell, they're intimately related. So, what's going on there? Because really, I can't taste anything. So that's two things plus the freakish looks, which I don't know if I can give up.
No, I'm going to say you can smell out of your ears and you can taste.
What?
Smell comes from your ears and you can still taste.
Okay. Well, that might be not too bad because if I get a cold, do I have to like blow my ears? What's the story there? Do I get a leaky ear issue? I do?
Yeah. Your two nostrils are now your ear canals.
Well, so every time I want to blow my nose, I hear it 1,000 times more than
but
I do now.
No, yeah.
Which is a lot.
But you've had all your life, so you just totally get used to it. You're adapted to it. It's not like a sudden shock.
Interesting. What happens if I get a bloody nose? Does it just blood comes out of my ear?
No. You
this
can't get a bloody
one
nose because you don't have a nose.
I know. This is a tough one because of the...
You understand like the moral question here. Like,
the moral question is whether I...
Like how important is your looks?
Right.
Yeah.
And
now, first of all, I'm looking at your nose now. I'm pretty sure you'd be better off without one anyways.
But also my glasses. What's going to hold my glasses up? Like, there's a lot of factors here giving up a nose.
I know.
On top of looks, on top of my...
Well, you wear contact lenses.
It's annoying. I guess I could get surgery, but...
Yeah, there you go.
I've been avoiding it. Oh, dear. But hearing... Well, I mean, what's the best sounds I could possibly hear? I guess music.
You want to hear people go,
music
where's your
is
nose?
Probably... But if I have a nose... I don't like the fact that I can't, like, put a fake one on.
I'm afraid.
That is really cruel because it's like, I would go without the nose. Fuck it.
Well, you didn't lose it because you tried to fuck it. Whoa.
I would lose, no,
okay,
screw
so you're
it.
Picking no nose.
Yeah, I'll keep all the, my
you're
other senses.
You're picking no nose.
I'm picking no nose.
Until you're, okay.
God have mercy on my soul. Okay, well, you know what? We didn't get to it last time, but I think now would be a great... Wait, should I do... What was my would you rather? Mine was...
Mars. Your recap?
My recap was that if you're... You know, you had to end your life in Toronto, would you rather jump off the CN Tower, which I'm pretty sure no one has done, and would be great for, you know, getting your name in the books, I guess, or drive a car into the mayor's office and possibly... maiming him. Not necessarily killing anybody else. Obviously, I don't think highly of Rob Ford, but you don't have to kill him. You can do it when he's not there. But you're sending a signal. Anyway, David already chose, and he chose to jump from the CN Tower. He didn't really see the point of the other one.
If you don't...
Did you turn on your mic?
Yes, my mic is on. I was going to make a joke that if you don't stop talking, I'm going to jump off the CN Tower now. But by the way, to all our non-Toronto or Canadian listeners... Check out the CN Tower. It's a neat little building. It's not that little. It's tall. It used to be the world's tallest building.
It's like a giant stick with an olive through it.
Yeah. So if you like salads.
There's a spinning restaurant.
And there's a new...
Wait, do they still have the spinning restaurant?
Hold on. I would call it a rotating restaurant, not a spinning restaurant.
Well...
Spinning seems to imply high speeds. Like revolutions per minute.
Yeah.
They have this new thing called the Edge Walk, where you
right.
walk out onto...
You put this, like, jumpsuit on, and then they hook you up to this rail that goes around the outside of the
yes.
thing. They have this little walkway. It's, like, about a meter or so. And you're hooked onto
this thing.
It's above
the restaurant, I think.
I'm not sure. But, yeah.
And you're just, like, freely walking
yeah.
and leaning over.
And they let you take your camera with you, which is crazy, because you could drop it and hit someone.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I think it's like $100, 100 Canadian.
I think it's more. It's like 175 or something.
Or Yeah. No, you're right. It's more like almost 200.
It's a bit expensive.
But then again...
Should we start over?
Then you bring up a little...
Let's start over from episode
one. A linoleum knife, and you can
jump. Let's do this all over again.
There. That's the way you would jump, eh? You say you want to go on the edge walk.
Let's just do it all, man. Like...
All the
is
episodes?
This really what we do? Is this our best work? These 6.5 episodes so far?
Well,
cripes.
You cut off my preparation time. That's all I can say.
Can we at least restart this one?
No.
This should be a segment where I always suggest we restart.
This is the time you choose to make that point?
Yes.
This is the low point of the episode now?
This is our witty banter that Ryan's always looking for.
Anyway, I was going to say that now is the time for you to do your skeptical topic blather, because we didn't actually get to it.
Okay.
And I assume, what? You don't have any books or papers or anything? You're just going to shoot off the top of your head?
I'm not going to read out a novel of information while Ryan falls asleep. My skeptical blather for this episode is, well, it's basically life after death, near-death experience, okay? It's kind of a pet peeve and a skeptic all-in-one skeptical blather, because there's a person involved, there's a topic, near-death experience, and there's a part of science. The person mostly related to this is Alex Tsikaris. Alex Tsikaris, I think. He's the host of a podcast called Skeptico with two Ks, K-I-K-O.
I think you mean David Sedaris?
Alex Tsikaris. Skeptico. You Google Skeptico, Johnny Google Omar, with two Ks.
Oh, it's T-S-A-K-I-R-I-S.
Tsikaris.
That's what it looks like? He looks like a nice,
anyways,
skeptical dude.
He's the host of this podcast called Skeptico, which kind of, I think they have a tagline of like, I don't even know, I don't want to misquote myself, but like, you'd think it's something to do with skepticism, but instead, well, he does have skeptical guests on, and he does have dialogues with them, and I give him credit for that. It's not just loony bin, true believer, episode after episode. He's had basically like Steve Novella on, and James Randi. What's that other guy? Various other guys. DJ Growthy, I think. He's had all the leading skeptics. Something's going on. Why is... Oh, I see. It only shows yours. He has them all on, but he's basically a true believer in almost anything woo-y. Especially near-death experience. And my rant slash skeptical blather is he always talks about the overwhelming evidence of... Are you listening to this? Or just
yes, I'm totally listening.
The overwhelming evidence of near-death experience.
Okay.
And he keeps saying that any sensible person, any scientist, whatever, it's impossible for them to look at the overwhelming evidence of near-death experience and not say that there has to be something true to it.
Well, he's an idiot.
Now, the evidence... Great, there's a giant truck there, Park. The evidence, quote, evidence is always... A series of anecdotes of people just saying that they had a near-death experience. It's just a bunch of stories, okay? Like, there's some researchers who seem to be good researchers who've collected, they've interviewed basically people who claim they've had near-death experiences or have reported near-death experience, and then they've been put in a database with all their stories. And that's the evidence. That's the overwhelming evidence. There's not like try. I know it's a tricky thing to do. Like, how do you test this, right? Because
you can't put people to the
yeah. Like, and also the like what near-death experience I believe in. Like, people have experiences when they're near death that seem like they have experience where there could be tunnels, light, visiting, you know, past dead relatives. I'm not disputing this. But Alex seems to think that they are all evidence that there's, like, life beyond death. How does he call it? Consciousness survives death. That's his thing. This is all evidence of consciousness survives death.
Yes. Well, he's an idiot.
And one of his key things when he refutes scientists is when he says that, how is it possible, and this is something that I said Steve Novella trumped me on earlier by saying it on his podcast. He says, how is it possible for someone to have an NDE when their brain is basically off, like when they're brain dead?
And the answer is they're not.
The answer is, how can you say I had a near-death experience at 13, like at 1 p.m. and 1 second? Like, you can't tell. You when you wake up, you go, oh, I had this weird experience. But how can you possibly say when as the person?
Yes.
Okay. It could have happened. in the days of recovering before you woke up? Like, it could have happened right before.
It could have happened that when you woke up and your brain is like, oh, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
But it never, none of that actually happened.
It's impossible to pinpoint when this thing, but that's the crux of Alex's, like, case, saying, like, explain to me how, because, you know, like, when he died, that's when he supposedly remembered the experience, but you can't. Memory doesn't work like that.
Yes. Did I mention he's an idiot? This will be the third time.
But the thing, okay, it's interesting. Like, I kind of like the show. Like, and it's entertaining. Like, it's what, you know how this podcast, you're like, oh, good, here's a new one. You get excited. Like listening to it. Not like I like listening to Alex Jones or Coast to Coast AM because they're just loony crazy. Like, he does, like, sometimes just have interesting discussions and he does kind of like research and science. He's not just completely out there, but, like, it's just that he's totally clinging on to NDEs are real 100%. There's no, like, are they real? It's like they are real and scientists are all wrong and all this. And he is also big with, like, scientists want to cover up, like, paranormal because if it was true, then they would all be discredited and they'd lose their funding. Like, he always pushes that when it's reality is the opposite, like...
What a jackass.
Whoa, harsh Han. There we go, blathering about.
Interesting. So wait, so is your blather about Alex... What's his name? Sicarius?
No, just near-death experience.
Or near-death experiencers. I don't know what to call them. People who believe in near-death experiences. NDEers? NDEer supporters?
Yeah. The NDEer proponents of...
Party.
And actually, he had this guest on. I wish if I did some research, I'd have his name. I want to say... I don't want to say anything, who proposed a study. Like, people, when they have a near-death experience, often report that they have an out-of-body experience, that they float off, like, the operating table and can see everything from above.
Okay.
So then this NDE researcher suggested that, well, he already started, well, I think there's, the experiment is currently on, but he suggested a more, what's the word, worked-out experiment, where... You know, some sort of picture is placed somewhere above, like an operating room, where only a floating body could see it. And then afterwards, they would ask the people who have these NDEs who claim that they had an out-of-body experience what photo they saw or what words or something or number. And, like, to me, that's like, okay, that's interesting. Let's see if that ever – let's see the result of that experiment. So when he was on with Alex was, like, kind of freaking out saying, like, it's the stupidest test. Because it's for sure not going to work. Because we don't know how out of body experiences work. Like, maybe you can't see what you want to see. Like, it was just like one, like,
well, I kind
babbling.
Of agree with Alex in this case because he was saying that they have this out of body experience, but they could still be, you know, in their experiencing it from their body somehow. But
well, no, they're saying like, when the, this is what they
yeah, but no, I they're agree, saying. But maybe some of them are saying they're floating, but maybe not all of them are floaters, as it were.
But the point, of course, is we're looking for any one person to start kind of the evidence of this,
right,
of this experiment.
It,
like, patient
you're right,
zero.
You would think Alex would be a little more enthusiastic to have some.
Yeah, he was just very critical of it. And it was like, here's someone who's like, maybe there is this NDE. Let's see. Like, let's try at least some experiment to see. Like, we can't just rely on the stories and the database of anecdotes.
It does seem like a really silly thing to do, though. And even, in my opinion, even if, you know, obviously, I would guess the result of surveys, no one could ever predict what was on that photo or picture or whatever up there. No one ever saw it. They all had, like, guesses of their own, and none of them were right. That still won't, you know, it won't be much of an argument to sway people like Alex Garris, who are so...
And Alex and most of these researchers, like almost everyone in the world, would love if there was life after death, right? Like, I think that's part of Alex's total clinging on to this being true is because, you know, everyone wants it to be true.
It would be nice, but we, you know, who knows? Maybe we all go somewhere, but it's not really worth speculating about since we're unable to see that side.
This will be one of the editing pauses, right?
No, I'm just saying it would be nice, but obviously I don't think when we die we're just going to be like off and won't even know it. Just like all time before when I was alive, I didn't know it.
Those are the good years, I call them.
Pre-Han.
Hey, Han. Do we do this already?
No, we did not. Although in a way we did.
Huh, but good, because we were both very... We didn't do well.
We didn't do well. It is time to see if we're
psychic. Of, you know, paranormal stuff and...
Psychic challenge, number 7.
Yeah, well, no, the whole point of the psychic challenge was we're not supposed to refer to previous psychic challenges.
Why?
Remember, go back to episode 1. This was so that anyone tuning into one episode, they might go, what? Like, out of the blue, they did a psychic challenge and they got it right.
Because it's all a radio show and there's no way we could have just been making up that we're psychic.
People are not going to always start from the beginning. They're going to start somewhere in the middle, and that could be the episode where one of us gets it right.
Okay, fine.
So this is just an offhand idea I have for this particular episode.
Yes.
This I'm holding is the first my hand the five Zener symbols, and I hope we should do a little research to find out if it is called Zener. Otherwise, I've been wrong all the time.
Did you make that up?
No. And now I'm going to ask you, Han, which symbol is this?
Circle.
Incorrect. Han's not psychic.
You're right. They are Zener ESP cards. And I guess I'm not psychic today. I'm in a bit of a funk. Personally, but we'll get into that.
I've already pre-cognosized what you're going to pick. You're going to show me the wavy lines.
What the hell? Wavy lines.
Was that correct?
Yes. I showed it to you.
I know. I was telling you so you can our listeners can hear.
You instead were of correct. You saying, well, but I think by my response.
Okay, there's a circle coming next.
Shut up.
You
don't
shut up.
Don't you do it. Square. Close.
Okay, I was, yeah.
Square. Nice try.
I don't like how you kind of looked at it first and like took away some of the excitement.
I was supposed to show it to you first after you said it? Okay.
Okay, neither of us. Well, I'm a bit psychicker than you.
You're a bit more psychic, yes. You have a little more psychicness.
Do you think this is our worst episode or our second worst?
I think they're all equally smelly.
Smelly?
Have you, David, a new word or phrase you'd like to tell our audience about?
I do in one moment. I would like you for 10 seconds to...
Maybe I'll just tell them about mine.
Yeah, tell them about yours.
My new word phrase is undescribe. Now, undescribe actually does...
This is one you had last time that you're using again this time, right?
Yes. Undescribe is already means it's not described or not previously known to science. But the way I want to use it is when someone starts talking and describing something and it's really boring or you just don't want to hear it. It's like you just don't want to know
anymore.
Let's
do an example. Ready? Hey, Han.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. But also, listen, I took the bus here and I was like sitting next to this guy and he had like 3 magazines, right?
Right.
And he was trying to find a page in one of the magazines and like I could see.
Okay, undescribe. So undescribe is used like an adjective or whatever. You just blurt it out when you're tired of where the conversation's going.
Wait, it can only
in a story.
It's only to be blurted? Is that?
It could be blurted. It could be just exclaimed. But it's kind of like, you know, when people, you have a long email thread and people are writing and some guy just like is going on a rant or.
Well, in that particular case, thing, they you could say, use unsubscribe.
Yeah, they say unsubscribe.
Right.
But this is for face to face and someone's talking. You say undescribe and you hold up your hand.
As I jokingly did earlier in this episode.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's my new word or phrase.
Now, I'm ashamed to recap my last word or phrase, which was fucker in the hen house.
Yes.
And I'm not even going to do
that's why?
It. I'm not going to describe it. That's.
You're not going to do it?
If you want to know more about what that means, email us.
Why?
We haven't received one email yet, okay?
This is why perfect... don't you want to do it? I love the description of it.
It's self-explanatory, basically.
No, but there's 3 meanings.
I know. Okay, if you want to know any of the meanings, just send us an email.
Oh,
I'm Dave at DaveandHanshow.com, and you are...
Han at DaveandHanshow.com. H-W-A-N.
Okay.
That's me.
So this week's new word or phrase is a phrase I actually use that I've made up many years ago. It's pretty sad. It's just, holy moly godoli. I add godoli to holy moly.
Okay, what's a godoli?
You okay?
I'm hurting on this one.
That's it. You're just like anything that warrants a holy moly or something a little more, and you say, holy moly godoli. Try it. You'll enjoy it.
Holy moly godoli. I feel like I should order that in the restaurant. Can I get some of the holy moly godoli?
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty, but filling. Why? What are we sitting at?
No, I'm just looking at the battery on that, because...
Holy moly, cannoli. Should we do... So I was thinking of a new segment.
Oh, okay.
And the new segment is called...
What?
Fukilo.
Oh, you mean... Okay, I forgot. I thought you meant a new segment.
No. It's the... Well, I introduced it before, so we both know it, but...
To recap, you introduced a new segment
called
last... Yeah.
Fukilo.
Sorry, can you say that slower and clearer?
Fukilo.
Why are you saying it weird?
Look.
Bookie look. Okay.
And this is where we talk about...
Look at the best bookies in town.
I don't think we're going to be doing this every week because I can't read a... Well, can I read a book a week? I guess I could. But
We're in recap mode here.
Yeah. We're just talking about a book or books that we're currently reading. And yeah, I guess it's kind of sad because you had a really good bookie look.
Yeah, I went on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was so passionate about it, eh?
I know. Should I still do mine, though? Yeah. Well, I'll just mention the one
recap.
I'll recap. The one I was talking about was Mistakes Were Made, but not by Me. And the subtitle is Why We Justify Foolish Beliefs,
Undescribed
Bad Decisions, and Hurtful Acts. It's written by Carol Tavris, who we saw at TAM 9, The Amazing Meeting 9, a big skeptical and science conference, and Elliot Aronson. And so these two psychologists talk about cognitive dissonance and how people become the people they are or develop the characteristics they do have over time by making all these tiny little self-justifications and decisions
to arrive to where they are. That's a good recap.
Yeah, that's the recap.
Anyway,
it's an excellent, excellent, excellent book. And when I read it, it made me think about all the troubles and how I was such a jerk and an asshole and how many bad decisions I made and just thought about it from other people's perspectives. And yeah, it's a great book.
Bookie look.
Mistakes Were Made. And they have a website, but I... Oh,
and
yeah.
It's available on Kindle and the Nook and the iBookstore.
Mistakes Were Made, but not by me.com.
Which is ironic because you've made many mistakes by you.
By me?
Through you, from you.
Okay.
And my bookie look was I mentioned I was currently reading The Summer of Night by Dan Simmons.
Right.
An excellent horror book, kind of like It from Stephen King, about a band of kids who are fighting evil in a town. I'm halfway through that. Next, I'm reading I have IQ 84 written by some Japanese guy. It's a surreal, weird thing. It's like really...
Is it a horror as well?
No, it's not horror. It's just kind of contemporary / surreal, weird, bizarre.
Like funny or just weird?
Not really funny. No, not funny. Just weird. There's certainly a love story involved in all of them. And then... Or what I'm going to read before IQ 84, because it's coming out in like 2 weeks or 10 days, is Stephen King's new book, which is a date. The title is a date, 11-something-63,
11-22-63, right.
Which is about time travel, trying to prevent the JFK assassination.
Now, do we want to continue this discussion? Because... I remember asking, I'm pretty sure Stephen King hasn't done time travel or historical fiction before, but I think you said that he has done something similar to it, but that was right. He did do something like that with,
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower series, which was very much kind of like time travel and alternative history.
Yes. I loved that series.
I thought it was a really good series.
Did you read the whole... Oh, and then you were surprised to find out that a new book in the series is coming out...
I thought it was all done.
In either March or April.
I feel like I should just get all those books again because I just borrowed them from the library. I didn't read them.
Jew.
I mean, I don't have them, I should say.
Okay, so starting next episode, we'll have more, you know, lengthy... Not lengthy, but more non-rushed, casual, let's get down to it, bookie looks.
This was kind of a quick recap.
So new segment, eh? We haven't had a new segment since like our last episode.
Yes, that's right. Should we do Time to Hate?
Do you have a Time to Hate?
Well, I have my old Time to Hate. I don't have a new Time to Hate.
Wow. Okay, you can recap. Do you know what recap means? What are you doing?
Dude, there's a scary creature outside the window.
Oh, that's Steve.
It's Halloween, so we can see people walking by in costumes.
Well, it's actually this Saturday night before Halloween.
Yeah. Well, it's traditionally...
Halloween's Monday night.
It's adult Halloween today.
Pardon me?
Yep.
Okay, so recap what your time to hate was.
My time to hate is kind of a lame time to hate, but I still... You know, it still holds a place in my heart.
You've already extended beyond the recap time period. You just missed a...
Yeah, so my time to hate was daylight savings time.
Disgusting display of human...
Daylight saving time?
Air escaping.
Which I think is a total waste of time, and I wish everyone would get rid of it, we would just be done with it. And as a programmer, you know, it's especially annoying because... It causes all kinds of problems when you're trying to do like calendar and time operations and stuff like that.
Testing.
I think a good alternative, I guess this could be in my society.
Am I on mute? No, okay, sorry, go on.
I think your brain might be on mute.
Interesting, because this week's time to hate is merged in with In My Society for my suggestion. Oh. You just did it yourself.
Well, I was just going to do, which is the... Well, it kind of makes sense because, like, if you hate something, sometimes
you're
going to
address
it
in your society.
You're going to address it in my society. Yeah. In my society, we would offset the work hours to meet daylight savings. But also, speaking of In My Society, in Toronto, we have horrible, horrible congestion problems because of our highway fiascos and, like...
Highway fiascos?
The fiasco is that there aren't enough highways and they're not large enough.
Wouldn't that be a highway situation?
Yes. Well, it's a fiasco because, like, you know, there's a lot of NIMBY going on. They stopped the Allen that was supposed to be an express right into downtown and that type of thing. But I would say that what they should do is to, like, have tax breaks for companies that – not tax – well, something. For companies that start an hour early or start an hour later, their business hours, so that the traffic of the city as a whole is staggered, so to make better use of the time.
How is it that you've gone – way beyond
I know.
Your
I'm
original
done.
Content
I'm done,
in your
please.
Recap.
I'm done. Would you stop blither bladder? What is it?
Bibble babble?
Blither bladder?
Okay.
Sometimes I have a blither bladder.
My time to hate recap was, would you like the receipt in the bag or...
Yeah.
Because I complained that was the most meaningless question ever to ask. I don't care where you put the receipt. Like, you can just put it one place, and I can deal with it and put it in the other place if the first place wasn't good enough in less than a second. Way less than the time you took to ask the question. And then also, finish the sentence. Don't say, or... This week's A Time to Hate...
Can you finish the sentence on or?
This week's A Time to Hate is people who jaywalk knowingly. Okay?
What?
Do you know? You know, there's some people who will cross the street at an intersection. They know it's like they're jaywalking, but they'll just do it. Like,
what are you talking about?
Okay, people are human beings.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean knowingly? What do you talk about? What's this knowingly?
Knowingly means it's not like they're not rushing accident.
Are you saying there's an accidentally?
Yeah.
So most jaywalkers
knowingly in front of vehicles. How's that?
Okay, I understand in front of vehicles, and they're like, haha, I'm a pedestrian, and you better try to get out of my way, because I'm going to cross the street now.
But knowingly against, like, they know, like, it's a red light, there's cars going, but they're just going to cross anyways, because they're like...
Oh, at an intersection.
I'm talking about assholes. Yeah, I said intersection. We can rewind the tape there for sure.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yes, okay.
Like, it just annoys me so much.
Yeah, that's like the jaywalking in car, you know, there's an understanding that sometimes people will jaywalk in the middle... Where there's, like, no lights close by. They're going to
like,
do it.
There's good citizen jaywalking, and then there's these people.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like, usually the indigent... Well, it just seems that way to me.
The what?
Indigent? Dignant? Just...
Indignation?
What? I forget the weather.
Are you trying to be racist or funny?
No, just homeless people.
Oh.
Or crazy people. Crazy street people. Street people. People off the street.
The people I'm thinking of seeing all the time are not even that. They just seem like regular citizens who just like they're like, fuck it, I'm doing what I want. Anyways, in my society, you're allowed to run them over and kill them.
Well,
if you videotape them do it, then they'll be executed in my society. The car doesn't have to hit them. Those people will not be alive in my society. That's it. You die.
Why
if you do
that. Why is your society? There's a lot of capital punishment, man.
No, yeah,
there's just
there's
like
a lot.
Killing
right.
people left and right.
Did I even describe it originally? My society, like, is like 20 people after a year left. Like, you die for everything. I think it started with graffiti, eh?
Yeah.
If you intentionally deface a public building, break the law, and graffitize it, you die. You get killed. You get executed. Yeah. Same thing if you're one of those, I'm going to cross, I don't care about the cars, then you die. Everyone dies in my society. No, that's not true. Well, I guess everyone dies eventually in my society, but there's a lot of punishable by death for, like, minor offenses in my society.
Well, here's the thing. Those people, you got to remember, mistakes were made. You know, there were probably a time when they could have been, well, I don't know.
I don't know if my society, kind of bodes well with that book. It'd be two different opinions.
Yeah, because I was trying to say that, you know, those people, they weren't always jaywalkers.
I know, like, they're, like, a few decisions away from me.
Yeah, there's just, like, one time someone said, what are you doing? And just like, you don't want to jaywalk? Come on with us. Let's go. And they just like, it's like this little meme or whatever. And they just hung out with the people who jaywalk.
I think mistakes were made applies to a certain
Asian
tolerance.
In the room.
No, I mean, like, I haven't read it, so I have nothing about it. I'm just saying, like, I think some people are just assholes. And it's not really like mistakes weren't made. They were born. I don't know.
Well, it could be just they've come to care less about those things. Maybe that person is suicidal. I don't know.
I just thought of a new word or phrase.
Oh,
nature versus Nutella.
What is that?
I don't know what it means yet. Maybe by next episode I will figure out a definition.
What
of
was
it.
Your other one? Holy moly, cannoli.
Holy moly, cannoli.
Cannoli.
I can tell easily because I say it all the time.
It's cannoli is the funny part because it's not God-oli, but it's cannoli.
Well, it was never supposed to be about God.
Well, I spelled it says Gadoli.
I spelled it G-A-D.
What?
Gadoli.
Like, I thought that was the whole funniest part. It was like, holy moly, Gadoli.
Nope, it's G-A-D-O-L-Y.
Gadoli? Holy moly.
Gadoli.
Gadoli.
Gaga. What did
I
say?
It sounds like Gadoli.
You Gadoli.
All right, well, I retract my laughter.
57 minutes.
Should we
pure
do
podcast sunshine?
Should I do parting thought then, or are we done?
Do I have any? That's all I have for
you
this.
Any bonus material?
Well, we can always just have a
little blib blab.
Well,
a moment in the Dave and Han show.
Yeah. So your cats, eh?
Oh, I thought we weren't talking about personal stuff, but okay.
We've mentioned the cats a number of times. I guess they're sleeping now.
Yeah, they get tired.
Or just mellowing.
It usually happens when I don't feed them for a while.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, that was our little... What was it called? A minute?
A minute in the Dave and Han show.
Okay, so you have a parting thought?
My parting thought is, well, much like those people who cross the street...
Assholes.
Or those cashiers who offer you a choice of where to put the receipt.
So let me just bibble-babble for 1 second. Why are assholes called assholes? Like, where
they're
did that word
smelly
come from?
Jerks. I don't know.
And poo comes out of them?
And they're, yeah. They defecate.
We're all assholes then.
And they can be itchy and smelly. And sometimes they bother you in inappropriate times.
Okay. Please go on.
Yep. My parting thought is, well, it's based on the book, Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me, which talks
Are you getting royalties from sales of this book?
I love this book so much.
So you recommend it to all of our listeners, right?
I recommend it to anybody who's...
Human?
Who's human, yeah. Or just
Sorry,
wants to know
Ryan.
About... wants to know about... Who just wants to gain... Who wants to think about their past history, which I do a lot. You know, I think about my past a lot and who I was and what I've done. But this gives, like, a really interesting perspective on how people behave the way they behave, and you're like, let's say you're in a relationship, and you don't understand how your partner could be do this type of thing, and you like hold this thing inside, or you try to tell them, and they won't change. And like, why can't you just understand?
What's your
what I'm trying
thought?
To say is to realize that people
we
are
done with bookie look.
People are the way they are, not because they're just jerks, but because
this is a bookie look rehash.
I know they become that way. Well, I'm just saying, you know. Try to understand where people have come from.
I raised my voice there, eh?
A little.
Again, not because I'm an asshole. It's because of...
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your parting thought is just get the book, right?
No, my parting thought is to, like... Well, getting the book would be an easier way. If you don't want to listen to me, then get the book. But if you're
listening to me, I'm going to get the book then.
Yeah. If you are listening to me, then just try to understand that other people are the way they are because of these tiny little decisions that led them
to
where they are.
According to Carol Manchester, what's her name?
Tavris.
She's just one person. Maybe she's just like a big klutz and she's trying to justify it.
She's clumsy?
Yeah. She made all these mistakes.
Like, is the word clumsy from klutz?
She dropped like a big cake.
Okay.
Oh, God, went over an hour. Ryan's going to skin us alive.
I guess that's it for episode 7. Hopefully the audio came
through.
Pretzel 7.
New word or phrase.
Yep. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed everything we had to say, even though most of it was recap. And,
although not recap from stuff you've heard.
Right. Is that the most annoying thing ever?
Recap.
Is that the
new
most annoying thing ever for you to hear our recap of something you didn't hear about?
No. Isn't that the best thing? Not the worst thing?
Is it?
It's the worst thing for us.
For us to have to relive the horror.
And we're done?
We're done. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Don't drink and drive.